Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back.
What is going on?
Welcome back to another episode of the Side Project Podcast.
Hey, boom. I thought you were going
to
do it with us.
Last time you guys told me not to, I wouldn't be invited again.
You know what? But you know what? Hey, I like that. You get a fist bump. You get a fist bump this time. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, everybody? Hey, Happy New Year. This is the first episode of 2020.
Episode 9.
Episode 9, that's right. Yes, and for people that have watched us or listened to us, because we are now officially... As of the last episode, which we weren't able to talk about it during the recording, but we are on all podcast services, all the podcast
Spotify,
platforms.
All that.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, wherever you can find a podcast, you can find us. So Side Project Podcast. And always remember, you know what? We never said this.
Yeah, it's Side Project, but instead of a C, it's a K.
Yeah, in project, the word project. Yeah, it's spelled with a C. Project. I mean, spelled with a K instead of a C.
Yeah.
For everybody that watches us, they can obviously see that.
Yeah,
anybody that follows us, they've obviously seen that. Yeah, but anybody that's just listening, but I guess if you're also just listening, you already found us. Because you're listening. But I just felt like we should specify that either way.
Yeah.
It's Project with a K. Our boy Roger is here. Roger Castillo.
It's not so much of a boy. He's more like an old man. But you know how that is, man. I'm always teasing him. But no, he's a good guy, man.
He's a friend of the show. He's been on before. He's a friend of ours for a long time now. How long have we all known each other, dude? It's got to be like 15 years.
Shop days, dude.
I'd say solid 10 years.
Yeah. Because I was 19 when I was working at McDonald's and I started... Coming across the street.
Yeah, 19, for real?
For anybody that doesn't...
10 fucking years ago,
I've known you that long?
Yeah, well, yeah, I started selling weed to you when I was...
If I talk quietly, maybe they won't catch it.
No, for all purposes, whatever, man. I met him through a mutual friend. Worst thing that could ever happen to my life, but at least, you know, we have all jokes aside. You know, he's the one always bringing all the Mandalorian stuff.
Yeah, all the Star Wars stuff. Yeah, yeah, really
got
cool.
Vader's fucking lightsaber.
Yeah, for people that are just listening on the table, for those that are watching, you can see it on the table. We have. Go ahead, explain it, Roger.
We have Darth Vader's lightsaber and Mace Windu's lightsaber. Yeah, these are lightsabers from Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, from Disneyland, right?
Tell them about the pops.
We also had the Funko Pops, IG-11, and the Mandalorian.
Of course, yes.
From the Mandalorian.
That's the one that I'm going to keep, but he keeps saying I'm not going to keep it. I don't get why.
It's going to end up missing. Go ahead, Mila, come on. No? All right.
Yeah,
that's my dog.
Yeah.
I guess she's not coming in. Hey, actually, you know what? Fuck it, man. Show him the lightsabers, dude. For the people that are watching and then people that are listening, they'll be able to hear it at least. Go ahead. Break it down. Show them the differences, man. Roger's been on an episode before. I don't remember which one, 3 or 4 or something.
Immediately got kicked off because he tried to say like the intro with us.
He's been on an episode before. So he knows the program, and hopefully you guys have seen him. If you're looking for him, you can find him on Instagram at Roger. 2 R's at the end.17. We'll throw it up for the people that are watching. So ROGERR.17 on Instagram.
I'm not trying to take off Chaz's head, so I'm like, trying to stay back a little bit.
Yeah, for the listeners, we got those Galaxy Edge lightsabers, and Roger's putting them together. So you got
I got the Vader.
Julio's
one.
Holding the Vader one. What's up, Mila? Mila brought me her toy. Again, for the listeners, that's my dog.
Yeah.
I really like the Mace Windu one. That one looks really fucking dope.
Yeah, I do too, dude.
I'm looking forward to it.
Julio's got the Darth Vader one.
Makes sounds too.
Yeah, it's basically more, what would you say? Not silver, but I guess platinum and black?
Yeah, platinum and black.
Platinum and black handle. What is it called? Would it be a handle?
Yeah, it's a handle.
A handle? Platinum and black handle with the red lightsaber, obviously. And then.
Or hilt, whatever.
Boom. And then I'm holding the Mace Windu one, which was Samuel L. Jackson's character. Mm-hmm. And it's basically platinum, gold, and black. It's really, really cool, man. For the people that are watching, I'm going to possibly zoom up on the handle for the Mace Windu one. I think it's really cool, man.
And these are the legacies.
Legacies?
Yeah, that's what they call them.
That's what they call them? Because they're the older ones?
Well, I guess because they have build your own sabers, basically, where you go to parks and build them yourself.
Oh, you can just build like whatever lightsaber you want?
You pick whatever parts you want, and then you...
You hear that?
Yeah, you could change the colors with those, though. These are just all preset colors.
Mine's bigger than yours.
No. Nobody has a bigger lightsaber.
They're the same size.
No, they're not.
Roger bought the longer ones. He's trying to compensate for other stuff.
Mine, what's going on? My handle is a little more girthier.
I like that. Smooth shaft.
Boom. I like it. And then when you take them out, how do you do it? You just pull it?
Yeah, no, you push down twist. And twist.
Push down and twist?
Yeah. Oh,
shit.
They also make a sound when you put them on.
Oh, you broke it, dude.
Does it?
No. Nah. Hold up.
I keep fucking hitting the trigger by accident.
So like,
take yours out?
You had it.
Like, so you twist it, makes a noise, you take it out, and if you put it in too, it makes a noise.
Yeah, they told them they're not blocking
my face. Usually when you put it in, it should make a noise. It should always be like, or something, you know?
Yeah.
So just twist. You got it.
Chaz doesn't know what he's doing. He's,
I don't know which way
he's very inexperienced in the ways of the lightsaber.
Julio was fucking talking, so he didn't get to hear it. Let's try again. Oh, yeah.
Go, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, no, they're really cool.
I have them.
They're really cool.
Yeah, I just don't understand how he spent like $150 and it's just going to get them to us.
I'm breaking shit. Here, Roger, you want to do it? I don't want to...
Break it again?
I don't want to break anything, have anything be my fault, man.
Break
so the sound doesn't work unless the saber's actually in, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. A little more realistic.
You're going to drop the back one.
Yeah, I really want to...
start collecting, right?
I really want to... Now that I like see it in person, I really want to get... I want the Kylo Ren one and the Darth Maul one.
I
want the Darth Maul.
Yeah.
I want a Darth Maul one for sure. I mean, I got a Vader one already. Well, I'm just going to take his.
Yeah. I got Vader's. I got Mace Windu's. I got Anakin's. And I got Luke's.
That's so
cool. You know what would be fucking hard,
you got to bring
though?
The other two again last... Because one time you brought the...
it was Anakin's.
Yeah, you Anakin's. Brought Anakin's, but you didn't bring the saber.
Yeah.
That's really cool, dude. I really want one. Like I said, I really want the Kylo Ren one, dude.
Well, you can have the Mace Windu.
I really want the Kylo. I wonder what it looks like. We should have looked it up, but
it looks pretty dope.
Is the Kylo Ren?
Yeah,
one?
And you could take them off the same way and everything.
It comes exactly how Kylo Ren is, right? Like looking like a sword, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can you take those out, or is it all one big piece?
No, you take basically the one big blade, and then you have two small blades.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Does it look any different? Because the Kylo Ren one looks different. Like the actual saber, the lightsaber.
Yeah, it looks like Kylo Ren's.
It's all like messed up looking. Mm. Like the actual crystal, the saber. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like you mean the actual hilt or the blades?
Like no, the blades.
Yeah, the blades don't have like that weird...
Like how his looks?
Yeah, like that weird like crackling look.
That would have been fucking dope. That would have been cool. They probably couldn't figure out the proper way to make it happen.
They have the technology for it. It's just probably just not something they can mass produce.
If you get them from like other companies, not
probably
Disney
like
wise.
Custom ones,
they definitely have them like that for sure.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to look into that.
But they're more expensive. Those are like $500 easily.
That's fine. I'm not going to do that.
I probably am, dude.
But the motherboards are better. They sound a lot better, you know. But these are good for, like, starting, I want to say.
I'm telling you, all we got to do, we invite him on another episode, right? And he just gets all excited.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he's not paying attention, we just swipe it, man.
Exactly.
And then we can hit him with the Mandalorian. This is the way.
You know? I wanted to talk about something.
All right.
In a previous episode, for those that watched and or listened, if you did, Julio is... gonna live life on the wild side.
Oh yeah,
and
wild hogs.
Gonna start riding a motorcycle. He's gonna start riding a bike.
Yeah, I still have honestly. I have it narrowed down to two types of bikes that I really really would want. They say don't go after your dream bike right out the gate just because you want to practice like on I don't want to say a shitty one, but like you want to practice on something more. Something more logical. You don't want to invest 10, 12 grand, whatever it is, into a bike. It's like buying, nice used car. But it's a Harley Davidson Iron 883, which if we could find some, we'll probably put it up.
I thought you're going to go with the sports one.
That's why I said I have two choices. I know you're a little hard at hearing, but I'll say it again. that would be more like of a chopper style, like Harley bike. Obviously,
and
it's a Harley.
It's not like a big big Harley, right?
Nah,
it's actually
kind of low too, though.
What is it?
It's a Harley Davidson Iron 883. Iron.
I like the way those motorcycles sound a lot better than the sports ones, to be honest.
Let me see if it's the one that I like, because I don't like Harleys, dude. Yeah, more stuff like this, man. Yeah, that's cool.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'll
one.
Throw this up in post.
Yeah, it
as
depends.
Far as this side, eight grade.
Everybody's different. So there's
these are
one.
Cool. Like the one like that Wolverine was riding in.
Even Captain America.
Even Captain America drives like a chopper style bike.
Yeah.
It's either that or because
I don't like the crazy like big Harleys, you know what I mean? And then I don't like sports bikes either. I like the more like old school looking ones, like I don't know. I'm not big on bikes.
You know which ones you'd probably like? You'd probably like the Indians too. Indians are really dope bikes. The girl who's supposed to give me her Disney Plus, I'm still waiting on that information. She pointed out the Indians. Those are really dope bikes. But it's between that. I'm real big into sports wise. I would say I'm into like a Kawasaki. I like the Ninjas. My brother has a 400. Probably gonna get a 650 out the gate though. They say you shouldn't, but fuck it, man. You only live once. If not, somebody's gonna be cashed out like 300,000.
We probably just lost all our female listeners. Actually, I was just making a joke, but before anybody hits me with some sexist shit, I was waiting for it. It was just a joke because I actually do see, I don't know if it's like just in right now or something, but I see a lot of females, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
It kind of sounds like he is.
I'm just saying I've been seeing everybody, a lot of females these days.
Attack him and go into his
with,
DMs.
With bikes or on bikes or, you know, liking bikes or liking the bike lifestyle or a guy with a bike, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've been seeing it a lot lately.
When I took my class, Westside, I don't know if we'll tag him, but I went to Westside Motorcycle Academy, and there was the majority of, like, almost half the class was females.
That's crazy, man.
Only like two people dropped out of that class, and it's not
you
because,
being one of them.
No, I actually passed. I showed you my certificate, but I know I'm kind of ranting on, but we're talking about living life on the edge and stuff like that.
So living life on the edge, I came across this this thing on Instagram, right? McKenna Nipe? I don't know, but it's on Instagram. It's McKenna. So McKennaKennaPe.
And now I know my ABCs.
I'm going to throw this up. We're not going to play the audio because she's got music in it. But
that's fucking dope, man.
For the people that are just listening, she's skydiving out of a plane, right? It's this chick, little blonde girl. Look, not a girl. I'm sorry. She's a grown woman. She's in a cow outfit for Chick-fil-A. It looks like it's I don't know if it's sponsored by Chick-fil-A or she just did a little thing more for Chick-fil-A. But she's eating nuggets.
As she's
skydiving,
that's
man.
That's fucking hard, man.
I don't know how you would do that. I don't know.
Honestly, though, I don't know how doing it, man. That takes, you know, she got a bigger pair than most
dancing
guys.
And everything, dude. Look at her feet. Look at her
just
feet.
Fucking walking. It's really dope. Did you guys got to check it out.
I know. Did she have any sauce?
Nah, it looks like she's just eating some dry. Oh, no. You know what? She did. She did, but it's
she
covered
pulled up.
Out
the sauce? Did we miss that?
No, it's covered up. Ooh.
Let's see. I don't know how long this is. It's covered up. Is it repeating already?
I think it is.
No, she's turning.
Yeah, she did have sauce.
This is the end right there. Yeah. Did she have sauce?
She did, man. It opened up. If you paid attention to the video, you tell me.
I didn't see.
I didn't see any sauce.
Did you see?
All jokes aside, I'm telling you, she opens it up right now.
Look, she's holding the cow nipples. You see that?
Udders, man. Udders.
Udders. They're all there. Udders, nipples. It all does the same shit.
How the hell you know that?
Cow udders?
Because they're fucking udders, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She pulled out the Chick-fil-A sauce, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
You guys eat at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
All right. Favorite Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah. What is it?
I like
Chick-fil-A.
Eating, you know what I like?
Chick-fil-A
eating?
Sauce, right?
I like eating Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Oh, I wish, man. Jeez, you know? Yeah. Isn't We're it true? Like, I think it's just one. because they don't open Sundays, it makes you want it on Sundays that much more because you can't have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's not available. Obviously, I mean, you guys know.
They were open.
I don't want to say they're in the uppity neighborhoods, but they're in the nicer areas. You're not going to find that shit. Like,
they're starting to open up a lot more locations everywhere now.
Yeah. Name one in San
Pedro. But maybe not in the ghetto. But.
That was my point. They have locations,
you
obviously.
You have your Popeyes.
Fuck Popeyes,
exactly
dude.
My fucking point.
Fuck Popeyes.
You have a Popeyes.
Have you seen? Like, people are eating Popeyes and going crazy.
I still haven't tried it.
And maybe they don't care. I don't know. But I wouldn't try it. That chicken is fake, man. And it's fucking boosted. It's injected.
Yeah, it looks like it's on steroids.
It's fucking on steroids, dude. It's a known thing, but people don't care. They're just poisoning their bodies, man. Because I don't eat that much fast food. I don't. I eat a very, very limited amount. Like,
you don't even In-N-Out.
I do eat In-N-Out now. I used to not. Yeah, I used to not. But I got,
it just
I got
like
back
going
on the train.
With you or anything like that. But
no. Because back in the day, I didn't like In-N-Out. Remember? Yeah. I rarely ate it. Remember with the shop days when we would go to In-N-Out?
That's
like,
how I was thinking about
like your sensitivity and shit, right? Like not.
Well, no,
shit,
I just didn't
just...
used to really eat fast food at all. There was a time, like 10+ years ago, where you guys will remember where I was fat as fuck. Well, okay, I'll be honest. I wasn't fat as fuck. I was fat as fuck for me.
You're a little more heavier.
For my physique and everything. I was like 150.
I was fat as fuck.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, no, maybe. Yeah, you were fucking, you were big, dude.
I was a
but
big,
so was I, though,
I
man.
I was a fucking ogre.
Yeah.
But no, I weighed like 150, and I put on like...
I weighed like 150 on one thigh.
No,
man.
But for me, for my yeah. physique, that's a big guy. I was yeah. chubby, too, man, and nobody fucking told me. Nobody was like, hey, man. But, I mean, it wasn't that big, dude.
Nobody also pulled me to the fucking side and was like, hey, bro.
You were like, aware of it, though.
You're like 250 right now.
But you were aware of it because you would talk about it. Wouldn't he talk about it himself?
Yeah.
So you were aware of it. You just at that time weren't making changes. That's all.
Yeah.
You were aware of it. So none of us felt the need to say anything.
It was horrible, man. I was like having breathing problems when I would try to tie down my shoe. I would have... And then try to tie my shoe real quick, like dude.
Yeah, no,
it's
actually, I remember the shop
man.
Days, dude. Yeah. When we were sitting, we were sitting next to you, and you're.
It's true. Yeah, right?
No, we can laugh at it now, man, because yeah. we all.
I mean,
lost
I didn't say you could.
Well, I appreciate your pounds myself.
How much did you lose altogether, Roger?
About maybe 115.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but I'm boy, I'm telling you.
And you slimmed down a lot more though too, dude.
I had, man. I
he just
had
has a lot of
down,
muscle now.
Yeah, I had dropped down to like about 200 pounds when I started working at fucking Amazon. I had started dropping down weight again. Yeah.
Well, that'll do it to you.
But it's just I don't know, man. I gotta make
it was
some
when
changes.
You were working at McDonald's too, also.
Yeah,
were you eating a lot of McDonald's?
Oh,
when you
dude, I had free meals.
Ah, okay, yeah.
So I had a secret menu. Like, I would grab the quarter pounder meat. I'd make a Big Mac, yeah. but with like the quarter pounder meat, so like
I'd
the thicker patties.
Mm-hmm.
I would add the fucking bacon. I would add like pickles. I would add all kind of shit, dude. I had my own menu, and I was a cook. I was the best fucking chicken nugget maker you could think of. It's not real
but,
chicken,
I mean,
but
not
still,
even really making it. It's that slime shit, right?
It don't matter, dude. That's not the point. Why you gotta downgrade what I'm doing, man? That's kind of fucked up.
I didn't used to eat a lot of fast food because I didn't used to eat a lot of fast food like more so recently. But the reason I got fat was because I was eating a lot of fast food
And those sandwiches.
I wasn't working out at all in any sort of way, so I was just stagnant. You know what I mean?
Well, say you know what? Fat. I think that's what helped me out for the majority was that I was working out. But I do want to get a lot more serious about it. It's on my goals for myself that I'm not going to put out there. I'm just going to do. I remember, man, like we were always about eating at healthy, like vegan spots or this or that.
Yeah.
We would go to Dom's. We went to Swingers once. And I
still go to Swingers every now and then.
You're a swinger?
I fucking hate LA, so I don't go out there, but I try to stay away as much as I can.
LA vibes, I get
but,
you.
I
mean, but I remember the
but Swingers is good though.
The reason I brought it up was because we're talking about eating healthy and shit like that, right? Yeah. I had ordered a vegan shake, a vegan fucking, a whole vegan breakfast, everything, all out. Wasn't even 20 minutes into the ride home, started fucking wanting to throw up. Like it was bad.
My body wasn't ready, but now you can eat that shit.
Oh yeah.
We just had some vegan pancakes earlier, right before we did this.
That shit was bomb. I didn't even know it was vegan until you said something.
Once again, Aunt Yessie's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aunt Yessie's in Garden Grove, California. That's our boy too, the owner Pedro.
Yeah.
Anybody that goes there knows it's a super family vibe. And just an all-around good place.
The chilaquiles are pretty bomb.
Roger finally went there for that was the first time, right?
Yeah, first time.
Yeah. Pretty good, man.
Had a Papa's cherry.
Yeah, when I was like 150 at my biggest, and right now I weigh about no more than 130. I gained like somewhere between like 3 to 5 pounds in the last couple months. Because I just...
The holidays,
but then also maybe I haven't been working out as much. I'm getting back on it. I haven't been running. I like to run to lose, just to keep, to maintain my slimness, I guess.
That's
I say, you know what I mean?
I
do a lot of cardio.
I hate running, but I mean, I like to run because I like to maintain it. But yeah, no, I've been eating a lot of In-N-Out now. Only fast food places that really
if you're
gonna
fuck with In-N-Out, you got to do the chopped chilies and pickles.
I do. Yeah,
into the burger.
Though. Oh yeah, no, I do. I do the chopped chilies, but you're the one that introduced me to the pickles.
I never even heard about that.
I didn't know that you could have pickles on the burger, dude, at In-N-Out.
Life, bro.
I didn't know they had pickles, dude. But yeah, I always get it. I get a double meat, which is a double.
Because he likes the meat.
And you got to use the onions grill too.
He likes
I don't like the grilled onions, man.
No.
Dude, I can't eat the onions raw like that.
I like raw onions better. I'll have them grilled, but I like the raw onions better.
No, I prefer the grilled onions.
Again, I was starting to like having them on the podcast. Well, he says shit
it tastes a lot better.
He
in my
says
opinion.
Shit like pumpkin pie.
I don't dig the grilled onions. I'll have them, but I don't dig them. But I'll get a number one.
Fucking sweet, if that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
it does
shit.
Make it more sweet.
I'll get a number one. I'm allergic to dairy, so I can't get the cheese. So I'll get it. It's basically called a double meat. Sometimes if I'm feeling risky, I'll have the sauce because it's like Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
or I'll tell them like easy on the sauce. So I get just like a little bit, but usually I'll substitute the sauce for ketchup and mustard. And then I'll add the chopped chilies and add the pickles now that Julio told me about that. That's usually
I didn't know about the chopped pickles. I'm going to do that next time.
The chopped chilies.
Oh, chopped chilies.
Chopped chilies and then add pickles.
It's just the pepperoncinis, the shit that you're going to eat already, but they fucking dice them.
It's not too spicy?
No, it's bomb. Well, I mean, it's up to you. You know what I mean?
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, I like it. Man. I like the heat, man. I like it, dude.
I mean, I don't mind
sometimes
spicy food.
I'll get the whole ones on top of it, and I'll
still
bite
eat
them.
Right? Yeah, they're fucking delicious.
Yeah. Every now and then, I'll squirt the juice on my fries too.
Oh, there you go.
And if you really want to live life on the wild side, you take a little bit, you squirt it in your eye while you're eating it. It's like a challenge. Can you handle it?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I eat In and Out. I eat Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's bomb. I actually had it last night.
Yeah. I haven't had Chick-fil-A.
And then, yeah, because I mean, I wouldn't have came over and
I don't. They were actually open too. Yeah. Only one. There was one over by the district.
Completely ignored.
Open till 8.
Said, do you get the burger and the chicken nuggets, or just the chicken nuggets?
The sandwich, you mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not a burger at Chick-fil-A, man.
True, I forget.
Yeah.
With the chicken sandwich.
I get the spicy chicken sandwich.
I haven't tried the spicy yet.
Damn. I get the spicy chicken sandwich. I'll substitute the regular bun for a multi-grain bun.
Oh, I didn't even know they had that.
No cheese.
You're like the guy that goes to a McDonald's. Let me get an extra large fries.
I don't go to McDonald's.
Add an extra patty into that, but let me get a Diet Coke.
No, those are the options. Like, you guys should get the app. You get rewards and shit. I get rewards. I get free meals all the time at Chick-fil-A, dude. You get all kinds of free shit. Yeah. But yeah, I'll get the spicy chicken sandwich. No pickles. No cheese. Substitute for a multi-grain bun. I get a large fry. And a medium iced tea with extra ice.
This is like Julio said, because we don't have any close by our house.
Yeah. I literally have one right down the street.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where. Don't say where.
No.
I have one literally right down the street. I have two, actually, right down the street. I have two. I get that. And then I'll do the Chick-fil-A sauce. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the Polynesian sauce. The honey roasted barbecue sauce. Oh, you guys got to try
Polynesian
that if you haven't.
Sauce,
and then
Polynesian sauce.
I like spice, man. So I'll even add more spice. The Texas hot sauce.
Oh, nice.
If they don't have it out, ask them for the Texas hot sauce. Yeah. Try it, dude. It's even good on the fries, too.
Have you always liked spicy food? I feel like I'm just really finding this out now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It just depends on what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. What spices. But yeah, I do. I like spice.
He has trouble opening up to people and telling people certain things. Yeah. Is what it is. So.
This podcast is what's making it happen. But no, yeah, like I go to they don't have them anywhere around here anymore. I think they may have one all the way out in LA. But if you go to Corona, there's a Pizza Rev. You guys ever heard of Pizza Rev?
Nah.
Pizza Rev. Yeah, we went. We went. Yeah, you went before.
Taken me before.
They hit bomb, and they have like a bunch of hot sauces, and they have this ghost pepper hot sauce. I put that shit on my pizza, dude. It's not as hot as you would think it is, unless my tolerance is just higher.
I can't have hot sauce on my pizza.
I usually don't. I never liked any kind of hot sauce or anything on my pizza. And that's on top of me. Sometimes I put jalapenos on my pizza. Sometimes I put pepperoncinis on my pizza. And then I'll put only at Pizza Rev, though, because they don't have these sauces
when you say
else.
Hot sauce on the pizza, reminds me of that commercial of the Tabasco when the guy would put the hot sauce on his pizza, and then the freaking fly would come and explode.
What the? Oh, actually, you know what? I do remember that. I do
it's
remember that.
That's commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows you
name,
how old
man.
I am.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I get that.
You admitted it. Like, was the internet around when this happened?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe
was it still
not
on Thigh?
It was.
What it reminded me? I don't know if you guys were like super, I know maybe not really Julio too much, super tech savvy, but I saw a meme.
Oh, fuck
I,
you,
I,
man.
I shared it on Instagram. You guys remember Y2K?
Yes.
The 2000, 99 into 2000?
Yeah, I remember that.
Shut all your computers down, do this, do that, where everybody was worried that the tech world wasn't going to, planes were going to fall out the sky. And
like that one show?
Yeah, you know what I mean? What show?
There was a show where like the planes were falling out of the sky. It was an ABC show.
Lost?
No, it wasn't Lost. It
Lost
was like
a great show.
Fuck, I forgot what it was called. But it was it only lasted like 3 seasons, I believe.
Yeah, I don't fucking
know. So it wasn't that good.
No, I mean, it didn't last long. But it was on ABC.
Speaking of two or three seasons, you guys got what's that one show? Wayward Pines. Do you guys ever watch that, dude?
No, I never heard of it. Yeah.
Oh man, watch it. It's on Hulu. Wayward Pines, and they were supposed to have like a third season. I think it got canceled.
I don't know
dude.
Why you keep choosing to like embarrass me and stuff like that,
dude.
But like I don't have Hulu, man. I told
you gotta
I
watch
can't
it, dude.
Afford Hulu.
Fuck.
I keep telling you that. Well, fuck you too.
I have the bundle, the Disney bundle with the ESPN and Hulu.
Yeah. Oh, so then you can watch it. Watch it. I know you're probably watching a bunch
what
of shit. We're all watching a bunch of different shows right now. Wayward Pines. How do I describe it? It's
about the Pines.
How do I describe it? I don't know. Let's look up the synopsis because I don't want to spoil anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of like a drama. And what's his name is in it? In the first season, at least. Damn, what is his name?
When two federal agents go missing in
I'll do it, man. I'm the announcer guy. When two federal agents go missing in Wayward Pines, Idaho, Secret Service agent Ethan Burke, one of Seattle's best agents, sets out to find them. One of the missing agents is Ethan's former partner, Kate, with whom he had a relationship that almost destroyed his marriage. What a fucking cheater. After Ethan is involved in a car accident upon his arrival in the seemingly perfect town, he wakes up in the hospital without his wallet, ID, or money. I would fucking kill somebody taking my ID, my money. And he cannot find a working phone to contact anyone at home. When Ethan's wife learns of his disappearance, she and their teenage son begin a search that leads to more questions.
Sounds interesting.
It's got a 94% rating. Yeah. 61 on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
2015, though.
Yeah, there's two seasons. And then everyone's like wondering if there's going to be a third season. It's a pretty good show, though, dude. Matt Dillon. There we go. Matt Dillon's in the first season.
Okay.
Yeah, remember Matt Dillon?
Yeah.
Well, since that's an old show, what's like your favorite thing from this decade?
Of what?
Of anything, shows, movies?
Shows? Oh, God, dude. Well, I mean,
We did a little recap on the last one. You know what it was? He just doesn't watch all the time.
He was here. Watch it. He was fucking here.
Yeah, he was right here.
He sat in on that episode.
But
I don't know. There's too many to choose, man.
I have stuff.
But like I said, I'm still going to stick with The Irishman, at least for this year. Maybe not the decade, but
Show-wise? I can't say.
Too many good ones.
Yeah, there's way too much. But on the top list for me, shit that I started watching recently, obviously besides like Mandalorian, You turned me on.
On the last episode, I was trying to get them into you, and they finally started watching it.
I binge watched.
Yeah, yeah.
Both seasons.
I'm burning on four right now, so don't spoil nothing.
Episode four, yeah, so we can't talk about it just yet.
Which
we can't really talk about too much anyway, because a lot of people are still watching season two.
I feel like now more people are starting to catch, because I'm starting to see more on IG. I don't know if it's because you referenced it, like they're listening to our phone
calls. You see a lot more. But I've seen a lot of people watching.
Somebody made a meme of that. They're like, hey, if you ever forget something, like what the name of something was.
Speak to it in your phone.
No, talk to your friends about it, and your phone will pop it up.
It'll just come up. Yeah. Did you guys hear... Remember, we talked about it on podcast before, but I'm asking if you guys remember. Do you remember when Scorsese said that Marvel films aren't cinema?
Which I agree with somewhat.
You can't talk bad about Disney, man. Disney CEO Bob Iger claims his people and Marty Scorsese's people are arranging a get together, likely for the two to discuss Scorsese's comments about Marvel films.
You know what it is?
It sounds like some mob shit. You know what?
It's because you know what?
Well, they are the mob now.
They are.
They're such a big fucking powerhouse. Look at everything that they did in that decade.
They own everything.
Look, everything that they bought up, dude.
They own everything almost, dude. Isn't there only five broadcasting companies or some shit, or whatever?
Warner Brothers shut them down, right?
I think Warner Brothers is like their biggest competition.
I don't think Disney would ever buy Warner Brothers.
No, Warner Brothers would never sell either. I think they would try to.
I honestly don't think they would. They would have two superhero likeness or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you got DC with them.
Yeah. I don't think they would do it. They're so focused on Marvel. You know what I mean? They're building that and they're continuing to build it. But I swear to God, it's like the fucking mob, dude. Kevin Feige comes into Bob Iger's office. He's like, hey, man.
Did you hear about this Scorsese guy
acting like Scorsese's not a fucking amazing person to begin with? Like belittling him.
You hear about this Scorsese guy, man?
He's talking shit about us. He said that we're not cinema. Bob Iger's like, you know what?
Let's go talk to this guy.
Give my people to get your people the cars.
What's that? Scorsese's people. Give me a proposition or something.
What did he say? The Godfather?
Make you an offer you can't refuse. Yeah. That's like Bob Iger. You know, and get his people, call his people in. We're going to set up a meeting. Set it up for.
Let's do Thursday after New Year's. Whatever happened to freedom of speech, man?
Disney. That's what happened, man.
Have you guys been watching South Park?
Yeah, dude. You see the stuff they do at Disney?
Oh, man. It's
fucking
so
Mickey.
Funny.
It's not even Bob Iger. It's Mickey that set it up, man. Hey, get him in here. We're gonna talk to him about these comments.
You guys keep going. I'm going to step out real quick.
Yeah, do what you got to do, man.
2 seconds, man.
We're going to talk to him about these.
Let the gas out.
No, that's not it. How's the Mickey? We're going to talk to him about these comments.
There you go.
We're going to talk to him about these comments.
That's actually the good Mickey right there, man.
He said that we're not cinema. Look at all this money we're making. And then he wipes his ass with a $100 bill and throws it at Bob Iger. I'm telling you, I think
that episode was hilarious.
What are they gonna you know what? This also might be a thing of like Disney trying to. I really think it is also like, let's boss up on Scorsese. I really do think.
I mean,
it
what
is
they
some
could show
like
Scorsese
that.
Though? I mean, what he's a legend. Yes. I mean, what? The movies that he made are just.
They're gonna go down in history for the rest of history, the rest of our lives and beyond. But I also, you know what I think it also is too is, I'll bet you anything, they're gonna give him a proposition like, you know. Look at what we're doing. They're going to probably show him. Look at what we're doing. Look at everything we're doing. That's what I'm getting to. Yeah. Look at what we're doing. Look at what we've done. Look at the money we've made. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Blah, 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 blah. But this is what we're trying to do in the future. What do you think, Scorsese? Would you be open to, you know, doing something like that?
But what do you think? What would you think of Scorsese? Is that my saying it right?
Scorsese.
Marvel movie would be like, though. Would it be more like.
It would have to be a more serious thing. Yeah. Oh, it would have to be a more serious thing.
What if they're trying to bring him in to do it? Like a Joker type of thing.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean? But honestly, if we're talking about that, in my opinion, again, I'm a Marvel fanboy, trust me, but...
I'm more DC myself.
If we're talking about Scorsese directing, he'd probably be better off doing something DC. Something more serious.
I mean, to be honest, I always felt like DC had the better villains. Marvel has the better superheroes, but DC, in my opinion, has the better villains. Look at Batman's villains alone.
Yeah.
He has some of the best villains.
Dude, Batman's villains are some of the best. Yeah. You know what I just never really liked, man, is I do like him, but I don't like him. Superman.
He's one of my favorites. Maybe because I grew up with the Richard Donner movie.
He's also one of my favorites, too, but it's just like he's so...
Perfect?
Yeah. You know what I mean? So when you throw him into like good writers, movies, though, you know? Yeah, you got to have the right writers to portray. But that's another reason why the game world can't get a Superman game together. Because how would you make the game challenging?
True.
You know what I'm saying? The game wouldn't be challenging, dude. Because you're fucking Superman. You can do everything and anything. They had an N64 one and it did horrible.
Now, they had one after that one too, I believe. Yeah, it must have been on PlayStation or something. Or yeah, Xbox, I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember. But yeah, I don't know, man. They're going to talk to Scorsese and I wonder what that's going to bring about. I don't see Scorsese budging. But again, you never know, man. If they present something amazing to him to where he sees that he can create something from it too and add a touch... There's a lot of money to be made in money
talks.
What
would you want to see him do in the Marvel Universe?
Oh, man. He probably would have been really good with directing Logan. With that story.
I didn't think about that.
With that story, that storyline.
I think, you know what? Honestly, Wolverine would be a good
choice. Yeah, Wolverine would be a good one, dude. But it has to be rated R.
Wolverine has a lot of layers as a character.
It has to be rated R, though.
Definitely.
And Disney would never do Logan was rated R. But it wasn't under Disney at the time.
No.
But then again, Deadpool's confirmed, rated R, Deadpool 3, and they're making it right now. So,
like filming or writing it?
I don't know. I think they're writing it. I think it's still in what would it be? Would it be pre-production then, right? Pre-production? But I don't know. I mean, but then also like Disney, they said they never do rated R. They're doing the first rated R film with Deadpool, but they also said they'll never have a rated R film on their Disney Plus. So that means none of the Deadpool movies are coming to Disney Plus. Nothing at all.
I mean, they got Hulu.
Yeah, they got Hulu for that. And they own like almost all of Hulu now as well. Mm-hmm. So
majority of stock.
Yeah. Did you hear WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the series, both of them have been moved from 2021 to 2020. So we're getting them earlier.
Oh, shit. I didn't hear that.
They're going straight to Disney Plus and we're getting them earlier. So I think that's dope, dude. I actually think that's dope. And, some new set photos from Falcon and the Winter Soldier reveals that it's going to take place in an island, a fictional island in the Marvel lore that has ties to X-Men and Wolverine.
Is it that one island that they had in the cartoon?
I think so, but I don't remember how to pronounce it. It's Madripoor. I'm not sure.
Where Xavier was kept or some shit?
I don't remember. I can't remember right now. I vaguely remember. But so that's going to have ties to X-Men and Wolverine. Clearly, we already know they're bringing in like the Fantastic Four and the X-Men and everything. It's just which characters are they bringing in, you know what I mean, right away.
I think Fantastic Four would be the best choice.
I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think one of the rumors is in Spider-Man Far From Home, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it already.
Spider-Man Far From Home,
just recently, the
building, the Avengers Tower is being renovated and somebody else bought it. Mm. And people are saying it could be the Fantastic Four or it could be Oscorp.
I'd rather be Fantastic Four.
I'd rather it be Fantastic Four.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind a Green
Goblin.
I mean,
Oscorp would make more sense.
Oscorp would make more sense for Spider-Man, but if we're talking about a whole universe.
So if you want to bring it in.
Bring it in, yeah. And we all know, like, everything, the WandaVision series and the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness movie are all tied in together. And it's also rumored that not only is that tied in together, but, like, it's going to go hand in hand 100%. Like, Doctor Strange is going to appear in that show. And then, of course, I don't know, with multiverses, they could bring Vision back. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Well, wasn't he rumored to be back?
Well, he's in the show, but I think it's... we don't know yet exactly. Is it set during a time... Is it a time period show? Mm. Obviously, it could be anything. With the fucking multiverse coming in, anything could be...
I wonder, too, though. Are they going to cross over villains, too, and shit like that?
It's a multiverse.
Since they're going to be bringing in, right?
100%. Guaranteed.
They have to.
And then, again, it's all linked. It's all coming together with a multiverse. Options are endless. And it's been 100% revealed by Kevin Feige himself that unexpected characters will make their MCU debut in Doctor Strange.
You think that's all going to be X-Men characters?
I don't think it's all going to be X-Men characters, but I think...
It should be a little bit of everything. Why are they just going to...
What characters are you thinking of that they haven't brought up?
Well, I'm thinking 100% this is another way for them to bring...
What were you saying? Sinister, right?
Venom in. Because Venom was Sony thing. Mm-hmm. This is an option for them to bring Venom from a multiverse where,
a Spider-Man issue.
Yeah, right? But it could be tackled in... See, this is because we were talking about this off show when we were eating earlier. This could be... I lost my train of thought. Fuck! I hate when that happens, dude. This could be... What were we saying when we were eating? This could be... I said a really good point, dude. Fuck! What was that fucking point?
Not sure, but pretty much the gist of it was that, it could be a way for them to open up
avenues.
Yeah, avenues. A lot of different ways for them to fucking go, because we don't know. And then who are they going to focus on? That's true. That's one thing that we were talking about was, are they going to be more X-Men related? Are they going to be more, who else are they going to bring? Like Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer. Who are they bringing in? What time periods are they going?
See, I think, Silver Surfer would be so cool. He's OP, they could do a whole solo movie on Silver Surfer, dude, and make it real serious because his story is tragic, dude. He gave up his normal family, right? Life and his family and everything to be...
Essentially, that Fantastic Four one where he came out was heavily focused on him.
But that Silver Surfer
him.
Was weak.
Yeah, that was weak as shit. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about the Fantastic Four movies. They were fucking horrible. Every single one of them.
The best part
of it was Silver Surfer himself.
Fuck you guys. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Period. They introduced him like that, dude.
Who's the voice?
What about Galactus?
Galactus. Yeah.
That could be another one they bring in.
Well, Silver Surfer and Galactus go hand in hand. Well, you can't have Silver Surfer without Galactus.
That's what I'm saying.
Galactus made Silver Surfer who he is.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he was just a human.
He could be the next major villain.
He could be. You could Galactus?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're working towards 100%. But I mean, Silver Surfer is also he's a villain. And then he turns.
Yeah, he's always had that internal struggle, right?
Yes,
he's not an anti-hero.
He's not necessarily an anti-hero. He is a villain at first, though, but kind of also not really.
That's because he's forced to, yeah.
Like he's forced to. Galactus is Herald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, doesn't really have an option.
But I think this Doctor Strange thing opens up a perfect book to bring in the X-Men villains. They could, like, that's what we were saying, Mr. Sinister, which you did say.
Yeah. Because you ignored me earlier, but that's fine.
Who the fuck else? I mean, I know there's a lot of characters, but the X-Men is what everybody wants, and they just purchased the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. So
you know, like, what I'm more though, I'd be interested
X-Men
in having,
and Avengers, right?
Yeah,
I'd be interested in having a Fantastic Four. Just depend on who's gonna fucking play them, for one, because so far all of them have been fucking horrible. So I mean,
said Johnny Blaze, right? He was pretty good in Captain America.
They can't really have him.
That was Chris Evans. Yeah. He's Captain America now. I'll be honest, I didn't really like anybody. Chris Evans was probably the best part.
But he was still the best cheesy one. For me.
I think what's going
that
around.
That movie was cheesy.
I think the dog.
Yeah,
the
both
dog
out of
two of them, right?
Huh?
I think the dog farted, dude.
I'll say you farted.
I'll go get I'll get that spray.
My
you guys
ass
keep
probably,
talking.
My
I think
ass
I think I think the best
right
the I think the best
I thought you were leaving.
Oh, no, I smell it.
You smell it? Yeah. The cast for it was either Julio or the dog. The cast for Fantastic Four.
You want to smell my ass, bro?
The cast
so
for,
weird to
for
say
Fantastic
on camera.
Four. I think what's his name? John Krasinski
mm-hmm.
would be a great Mr. Fantastic. Okay. Emily Blunt would be a great, what's her name? Invisible Woman.
Who's Emily Blunt?
Zac Efron would be a great Human Torch.
And, yeah, and,
I don't know about the thing. I think, you know, who would have been a great thing? Hopper from Stranger Things. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been a great thing, but he's already, what
is your shit linked to the Wi-Fi?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I could pull that up.
Red Guardian, he's already Red Guardian in the Black Widow series.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I don't know why.
But with a multiverse, we could do anything.
Who's Harper? What?
Harper. What? We're going to look it up right now.
I haven't watched the last season of Stranger Things.
Oh, dude, you're fucking missing out.
It's just there's too many shows out right now, man. It's hard to keep up.
David Harbor.
David Harbor, yeah.
Yeah, David Harbor.
That's what I'm thinking about, yeah. Man. Yeah.
He'd be a he'd be a great thing. And he's tall, man.
Yeah,
he fits
dude.
It.
He's big.
He fits it.
Oh, hell yeah.
His
face is just perfect
for it, too. He's got the acting chops. I think that's really cool, man. With the multiverse, I'm super stoked, dude. That's the one I'm most stoked about because they can open a door to anything, dude. I am super stoked about the...
No, Siri.
Just trying to listen to my conversations.
Siri over
man.
Here. Fucking A.
Sorry about that.
The Moon Knight series that's coming to Disney Plus. I don't know anything about Moon Knight,
to be honest.
He's got multiple personalities, dude. He's actually one of the darkest, one of the darker characters
for
Marvel.
I'd be excited for some cosplay shit like that. Have you guys done a cosplay of the week yet?
No,
we're going to do that in a sec.
Okay.
No, we're going to do that in a sec. They're bringing in Moon Knight. And they announced that Dracula will be in the Moon Knight series.
Mm.
So I'm trying to look for a good synopsis to describe Moon Knight, like a short one, because you know how look at all this. You know what I mean?
What the freaking long?
Like the origin? I don't need
volume
this.
2.
Wikipedia doesn't have a short version.
That's what I'm on, and look how long the origin
is. Well, dude, these
is.
Are from, like, your time, though. It's, like, 85, and, like,
I was infant in 85.
But Moon Knight, his name is Mark Spector. He's a Jewish-American rabbi's wayward son.
Just do the first
paragraph. I'm trying to look. I know a little bit. He's got, like, multiple personality disorder, I believe, and it's just, like, a darker take on
a
hero.
Boxer.
He wears white specifically so his opposition could see him. He wants them to see him.
Mm.
You know, and the blood splattering on his stuff. He's one of those. Like, you know, I want them to see me coming.
It's like a Deadpool type
want them
shit.
To show. You know, I want them to see.
Kind of sounds like Batman.
He basically is Marvel's Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's
that's
darker.
Their answer.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. He's darker though. Really cool. I'm telling you, if nobody knows, you guys should definitely look him up. I think it's cool, and they're bringing Dracula into the picture.
Dracula.
I think that's dope, dude.
Hey, did you ever see the? The Dracula one with his fucking name slips my fucking mind. It wasn't so much comic related, but Jesus, I'm fucking spacing out on his fucking name, dude.
Who?
Movie?
Morbius? Movie wise.
Is it Marvel stuff still?
No. I'm talking about Dracula. I know that's why I said it wasn't related to them. Mm. It was an actual fucking.
Like an action movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not with Hugh Jackman, though? Right?
Dracula. Dracula, that was the whole fucking thing. It's not an older one, dude. You want to log into your go to your
what,
Google?
Is it the one with what is his name?
Dude? Yeah,
It just passed not a couple years back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were gonna make a whole monster universe again out of it, but they didn't do it.
Mm. Yeah, dude, it's gonna pop
type,
up.
You're
right
gonna
now.
Have to type movie though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh, dude,
Dracula movie. We're looking it up right now for anybody that's.
This is gonna take forever, dude.
This is gonna take forever.
It's probably named something else, not named Dracula though.
I have it. If it's the one that I'm thinking about.
I thought you were talking about like Van Helsing or some shit.
Is it Dracula Untold?
Yes.
Yo,
yes,
I like that
yes,
with Luke
yes,
Evans. Oh, Luke yeah, Evans.
Now
there we go.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought that was a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, fucking epic!
He fights like a whole army and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Epic.
They were supposed
epic
to make the
shit,
whole
dude.
Like monster universe again, Frankenstein and all of that, and he was going to be Dracula.
Head of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just didn't. They couldn't pull it together. They can't pull that shit together.
It's
if
hard
Universal
to, that's
could
why,
get
man.
the one with Tom Cruise,
Scam Likely.
God, that was horrible. What
the Mummy?
It says Scam Likely needs to stop calling me.
Oh, you
I was giving
scams?
Him a shout out, you know, on the podcast.
Talking about the Mummy.
Yeah, the Mummy. Did you even see it? I never even saw.
I saw it.
It just looked so bad.
It's forgettable.
It's fucking bad, dude. Just the trailer alone.
Dude, you're talking
horrible.
About Tom Cruise.
He would be a good Wolverine.
He could do Wolverine. He could do a Wolverine.
You know what, though?
He's tall, though, too, isn't he?
Yeah, but I
he's not as tall as Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman did it.
Yeah, but he would need to be fucking jacked, though. He would need to get big.
Oh,
he would
need to get big. Yeah, Luke Evans is a
small
thin,
frame.
Yeah, he's a thinner guy. I'm looking up his height. Six foot, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not that tall.
Hugh Jackman's.
Yeah, but he's so fucking.
We would have another tall Wolverine. What they want? Hugh Jackman's 6'2".
Yeah, so he's shorter.
It's about the same thing. You know what I mean?
Man. 2 inches. 2 inches will make a difference.
Let's get into this week's cosplay of the week, man.
We gonna let this guy do it?
Yeah, yeah. We're letting Roger do a cosplay of the week.
Oh,
we
gotta pull it up. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Pull it up for him.
Pull it up because his phone and stuff.
So last time we had Roger on, we did not have him do the cosplay of the week. Not purposely, it just worked out that way.
It
kind of
was purposely.
So go ahead, man. What did you choose for your cosplay of the week?
I choose Nick, the clown with the K.
Yeah, the clown with a K.
Yeah, basically to our podcast listeners, he's
enthusiastic
cosplaying as Mandalorian, and he has Baby Yoda.
Nice.
It's pretty dope.
We're throwing it up for the people that are watching.
Yeah, he has. I think he had two different pictures on this one. I screenshotted it just so I wouldn't forget it. But he has the one where he's obviously you guys can't see it, but he's holding a Baby Yoda up,
like Lion King,
kind of like for the Lion King shit, right? Yeah, exactly. For the ones
super
listening.
Cool. I don't know which one I'm gonna throw up. Maybe I'll throw up too. Who cares?
I can't show you the other one because I don't want to swipe the wrong way and see stuff.
But Nick the Clown on Instagram. Clown is spelled with a K. Look him up. Check him out. Really dope cosplay. The Mandalorian cosplay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Mandalorian.
I'm cutting you off again. I love. I want to see a lot more Star Wars cosplay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to.
We'll start looking up some more so we can feature some Star Wars cosplay and more stuff. I got some sick cosplays coming up, dude.
Yeah, I actually want to start doing some cosplays myself, dude. I've been talking about my girl. We
gotta
go to
some. We gotta go to some conventions, man.
I was literally talking. Did I tell you that, Julio?
What?
I was talking to my girlfriend. My bad.
Oh, okay.
No, but actually,
he just wants everybody to know that he has a girlfriend. So he
I wasn't saying we should hit up more conventions. Yeah. WonderCon's coming up in February, I believe.
Dude, isn't WonderCon the one that we went to?
It's in Anaheim too.
Yeah, we went and we couldn't get in. Remember?
Yeah,
I went.
We had this guy.
I went 2 years ago with my brother. It was pretty cool.
It was just me and you.
Oh,
that was WonderCon last year.
You're talking about when we got stuck on the outside, right?
Yeah, we got stuck. We couldn't fucking get in, man.
Yeah, shout out to WonderCon for you guys not even letting us in to buy like
we couldn't even go outside. They wouldn't even let us outside, dude. Like around. You know how you can go to BlizzCon?
Yeah.
Everybody that goes to BlizzCon, you don't have to pay. You have to pay to get into BlizzCon inside. But you can go outside and hang out and do everything.
BlizzCon's better, right?
BlizzCon is better, man.
It is.
We got to go to BlizzCon this coming year.
The cosplays at BlizzCon.
We've been saying it for like 5 fucking years and we don't go.
Right?
I've been to 2 BlizzCons.
Did we go together once?
We went to the party. Yeah, we had a good time.
They totally didn't invite me to that.
We did invite you.
We did. You were working or something.
I'm always fucking working, man. What are you
on? I went to two BlizzCons and they were super fun. I went to like 3 or 4 outside and then I went to 2 of the BlizzCon parties night. Yeah.
Well, Thursday. You guys went to, I think, a rooftop party or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I went to a rooftop party one time as well.
Yeah.
And then a couple times actually I went as well. But yeah, we went to the one. We didn't even get into the rooftop though.
No.
We didn't get into the rooftop party. We just got to the hotel party.
Oh, so you guys lied to me.
No, we went to the hotel party, but we couldn't get into the rooftop party.
You guys are looking at some podcasts at the time, too, remember?
Yeah, that's what you guys are doing?
Nah, man. Hey, I wanted to show, keeping with, I don't know if I want to label it as like more dumb rappers. I don't want to isolate just the rappers all the time, but
let's just talk about what's going on in music in general.
We do dumb people and stuff.
Yeah, that's what you could call it. I'd say that'd be more of a
dumb people. I found this dumb thing that I want to show here. Let's turn this up.
Oh man,
yeah. Have you guys seen this?
Did you see the one that I fucking that I showed you?
He looks like most rappers nowadays, though.
They all look retarded. I'm saying it. I'm gonna be the guy that says things. And pisses everybody off. Yeah. I say what's on my mind, man. Let's check this out.
Well, you're more into hip-hop scene than we are, for sure.
Yeah, not anymore. Completing high school.
They all look like wannabe Young Thugs.
High school completed me.
High school.
Did you hear that?
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
High school completed me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go too in deep about it, but...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Were you able to get a diploma?
He's even mumbling while he talks.
Yeah.
A diploma wasn't able to get me.
You know what it is? It's honestly, it's.
I don't understand one word he said.
Fucking drugs.
Watch
dog.
Again. Look. Watch the beginning because you didn't hear the beginning. Watch.
You end up completing high school?
Did you end up completing high school?
High school completed me.
That makes no sense.
What?
Oh.
Did you end up completing high school?
High school
completed me.
But you know what's crazy?
So though, insecure that, too. Look at his eyes.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell when he talks?
It won't even so make eye insecure. Contact.
Like he almost knows I'm about to say some dumb shit. You know what I mean?
I don't even want to make eye contact. That's like, gonna make it any much better because I don't see my face.
This is his brain. So did you finish? Did you complete high school? And right away his brain goes, about to say some dumb shit. Dumb shit initiating. High school completed me. And boom, right away. And then look at this.
What does that mean?
High school completed me.
Okay, he didn't even know what to say. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't want to go too deep about it.
You can't go in deep about it.
I don't want to go too deep about it. That I didn't finish high school and I'm trying to say some shit to make me sound intelligent.
You know what
and
sucks,
like,
though?
That's because I don't want to say I didn't complete high school.
To be honest with you, that's a big reason why I have got turned off of music or that type of genre music.
Uneducated. Because, unintelligent.
I'm not saying you have to be like fucking...
we're not boomers
Einstein,
now, are we?
I'm not saying... No, not at all, dude. I'm not saying you have to be a fucking Einstein, a PhD scholar.
Yeah.
But your job is to put words together to make money...
Artistically.
To make some kind of money, right? Mm-hmm. I think I had sent you another one. It was a different guy. I don't even fucking know his name. Wasn't worth getting his name. Where they asked him, he's like, "Hey man, so that's really dope, man. You dropped your album simultaneously on different."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He goes
simultaneously.
What are you trying to be T.I. with all those big words and stuff? What's that mean?
We're gonna find that one too.
I was like, "Are you fucking
kidding me? Let me see if I can find that one."
No, and then even then, you know what he does? He tells him, you know, when you drop it on different platforms at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What and he still idiot, took dude. He still took a second and was just like,
"Bring yeah, let me see if I can find it." Do you have any idea what it was?
Nah, bro. It was some, one of those same things though. It was something like that too.
Man, that sucks. I don't think I could find it. We'll have to find it for another episode.
Yeah, yeah. So it sucks. It is what it is. But
I just don't understand these rappers these days. You know what I mean?
Like
what Julio was saying. Real quick, bring it back. Like what Julio was saying is you got to put together words and you got to do this. But that right
bars.
There exactly is what you just said right there. You're supposed to be articulate. You're supposed to be an artist. Put together words and to do this right. That's why though, the music sucks. That's why they're saying nothing.
They sound the same.
They don't have anything to say.
That's why
they're mumbling. They can't put words together.
You know what I feel?
That's why I hang on to though to the J. Cole's to the.
But even J. Cole now is kind of. When was it that when we had used
2014 Forest Hills Drive is my favorite J. Cole album.
Yeah. I thought you were going to talk some shit.
No. I'm saying that's my favorite.
No, that's shit. I'm not saying nothing bad.
I think it was that guy right there. One? Yes.
Check this out.
Look, guys.
You released it simultaneously on all digital streaming platforms.
You trying to be T.I. and shit. You talking about simultaneously. Like, you need how to use all them words in the interview. What that mean?
Okay, you put out this project on different platforms all at the same time.
Yeah.
He's still
oh my god!
Lost.
He's still lost. Still lost his
still
shit.
I mean,
these are your idols, people. These are the new kids coming up. These are your fucking idols. These are the people that you. No wonder everybody's so fucking stupid.
But you know what though? It makes sense because that's something that somebody brought up was that, and it's a meme that I consistently see. Or it's not even a meme. It's fucking true. And they try to blame it on the older people, older generation, kind of like a Clown Roger all the time, age wise, whatever. But no, like I'm not talking shit. Like I'm being serious. Where it goes, I grew up listening to drug selling music. You guys are growing up to drug user music.
Yeah.
Which I mean, that's what it is. Everybody's stuck on this thing, like just fucking.
Nobody's making any good music, dude. Yeah. I mean, there's a the selective few, obviously. Yeah. The selective few, obviously.
We're not down in the whole fucking
but
industry.
It's just educate your fucking self a little bit, dude. You know what I mean? Educate yourself just a fucking little bit, man. Because honestly, you guys look like fucking idiots, and these are what your kids are gonna grow up to. And I mean, and look at and go, God, my dad's a fucking idiot. But then also, your kids are probably gonna grow up like fucking idiots like you because you don't know how to you can't even put a sentence together yourself. How are you going to raise a child,
some
man?
Some people shouldn't reproduce. That's what it is.
It's fucking dumb, dude.
This reminds me of that movie Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're living, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're living, dude. We're going to wrap this episode up, yeah?
Yeah.
We had a good time hanging out.
Cool.
Hanging out,
I know
man.
I disappeared for a bit, but I had some important business.
Go ahead. Roger. Roger, you go first this time, man. Tell them where they can find you.
Oldest first. See, he's having a brain fart there. He's having a little brain fart.
You can find me at roger.17, two R's at the end.
Yep. On Instagram.
On Roger, yeah.
Yep.
On Instagram.
Oh, I thought we were going in order of age.
All right, fine. If you guys are looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHatesChazzy. And for the listeners, I don't think I need to spell it, but I'll spell it one time for you. The Chazzy is C-H-A-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah, buddy. So G_9.
Started over. Man. Rewind it again. Hey, Julio, tell them where they can find you.
It's G_Escobar_90.
If you're looking for us as a whole on Instagram, you can find us at Side Project Podcast
with a K, not a C.
Yeah, with a K, not a C. We also have a Twitter that we don't plug that often, but we are starting to try to be a little more active on it and post on it more. You can find that at Side Project Pod, like I said, on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, viewers, we are on YouTube. If you're watching this right now, you know that. We still need 100 subscribers, all right?
We're not that far out, man.
I hate putting it down like we're low, we're just coming up, but it is what it is, man. Yeah. We still need 100 subscribers so we can get a custom URL, but if you're looking for us, it's Side Project Podcast on YouTube. Please, you guys, it helps us with the algorithm and all that. Like it.
Share it.
Comment on it. And subscribe, yes, please. Yeah. If you are just listening and if you want to, or if you want to just listen, we are on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify. Yeah. We are on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, wherever podcasts are available, we are on there. And if you could also do us a favor, if you are a listener,
follow, share, follow all that good stuff.
Subscribe. Rate it, comment on it, especially on Apple Music. It really helps us out with the algorithms on there and everything too. It's all algorithms. It's all bots. It's all this. It's all that. So we appreciate everybody that is watching, liking, commenting, and sharing and doing all of that. We are everywhere that you need to be, whether you need to watch it or listen to it. It's there for you. We just want to thank you guys from the bottom of our hearts, as we always do. Anybody else got anything to say?
Yeah, just like I was telling you, man, excited to grow the channel this year. See where it takes us, man.
Hell yeah. And for those
forward to it.
Those watching right now and listening and everything, once again, happy fucking New Year.
Boom.